540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a heat dome over at least 14 states today, including Arizona, where they're heading into a 19th straight day of 110 degree or better weather. The high today in Las Vegas, 113. Yvonne Hausman's been struggling.
I just got physically sick. I threw up and just passing out, just so lightheaded.
Record-breaking highs are expected in parts of Europe and Asia as well. Back here in the U.S., smoke from Canadian wildfires is still making it hard to breathe on this side of the border. Meteorologist Jordan Steele checks in from the Weather Channel.
We're choking on the smoke, and the fires to our north are making our skies hazy for so many of us. Burlington, Philadelphia, Atlanta has some of the worst air quality today. I'm talking over 1,500 miles of smoke along I-95. Now, the rain moving in should clear this out in the coming days.
The UN command says an American is in custody in North Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen has details from Seoul.
The U.S. citizen crossed into North Korea without authorization while on an inter-Korean border orientation tour, according to the United Nations Command, which is in charge of security in the area, and says it's now seeking a resolution with North Korea, which has been closed to tourists due to COVID-19.
Lawyers for both sides in former President Trump's classified documents case will be in Miami federal court today for a pretrial conference. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
Today's hearing is expected to involve a discussion of classified information procedures, how to handle some of the sensitive classified records in the case. But the judge has also told Trump's team and the special counsel be ready to discuss the schedule and a possible trial date.
The FDA has approved the first drug to protect babies and toddlers from the respiratory virus, RSV, leading cause of infant hospitalizations in the U.S. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
There are certain groups that are at highest risk, so infants under the age of two, but really the very youngest of infants. In the first couple months of life, they have weaker immune systems, they have smaller airways, they're more likely to get in trouble with these kinds of infections.
The virus kills as many as 300 children under the age of five every year. Retail sales were up less than expected last month, but we were still spending a good amount. The Commerce Department says sales rose a solid 0.2%, likely keeping the economy afloat in the second quarter. And Goldman Sachs has cut the probability of a recession in the next year from 25 to 20%. The bank cites a rebound in the housing market and an ongoing boom in factory building. S&P futures are down 7. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know. Milwaukee County residents may face an increase in county taxes as two county board committees have approved a plan to raise the sales tax from 0.5% to 0.9%.
This is a moment for leadership. This is a moment for people to be decisive.
Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Sean Rowland says the proposal aims to prevent budget cuts to essential services like public transit and health and human services. The full County Board of Supervisors will make their final decision July 27th. A 54-year-old man from Brookfield was found dead in a wooded area behind the baseball fields at Buena Park in New Berlin yesterday. The man's body was taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. And based on initial findings, police say there's been no signs of foul play and there is no danger to the community. For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Professor Bob Harvey. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Professor Harvey. I love when you have him on as a guest because he misrepresents what Republicans believe and want so much. Right off the bat, he says that what we want as a country. Well, first off, this president, President Biden, on day one signed 25 executive orders to change the laws and bypass laws as far as legal immigration. What Republicans want is legal immigration. Not happening. I listened to him, and it's scares the hell out of me that he's a professor teaching our young kids, because all I hear is divisiveness and racism, reverse racism. And the mere fact that you speak of Republicans the way you do, we want laws enforced. That's what we believe. Like I said, this president, and I'll ask him a question if I can, Earl. I'd like to ask Professor Harvey, we found out what your party and where our kids were being taught in schools during COVID when it was finally discovered by parents.
You do know you're talking to a tenured professor, right? So, you know.
And that's what scares me. That's what scares me, because divisiveness and hate. And this is all about, Professor Harvey, do you believe in reparations?
Okay, so hang on, CJ. Let's let Professor Harvey, he's also a military veteran. And very capable of defending himself. Professor Harvey, go ahead.
Okay, let's listen to what we say so that we can reach some agreement, because I concur on some things that you're saying. But the simple fact is that most of the kids, including my daughter, my granddaughter, because we taught her here at home, those kids are being taught over computers and everything else and on television. They weren't taught at school. This whole thing about somehow this critical race theory stuff, that's some stuff that conservatives are throwing out there to throw people off. Why in the hell would Ron DeSantis go out here and try to talk about Native Americans, the Seminole Indians, being kicked out of Florida so it can make way for him? Why don't we talk about the Cherokee and the Trail of Tears in 1830? from 1831 to 1839, we shipped those poor people off to Oklahoma for them to die. And many of them did die. We don't want to tell that story. We don't want to tell a story of what happened to those little black kids down there, you know, in the 1960s when they marched and they locked them up in cattle pens, you know, at a stadium. We don't want to talk about that. You got to tell the truth. What happens when a kid that's of German ancestry is sitting in the classroom down in Florida and you want to talk about the fact that the Nazis were Germans? We're the ones that killed all those people in the Holocaust. You don't want to talk about that. You can't cover up history. You know why? Because two-thirds of the world are people of color. And if you don't tell the truth, the kids that we turn out are going to be dumber than the ones that we got now. Because we don't want to send them out in the world ready to learn about others. Now, as far as the Republican Party is concerned, let's be clear on one thing. Donald Trump in 4 years spent $8 trillion. Don't blame it all on COVID. We'll give them a trillion for COVID. $8 trillion in 4 years. $8 trillion. Nobody said a word. And he had three successful, you know, bills passed on the debt ceiling. And the executive orders, Donald Trump issued over 300 executive orders. You know why? Because he didn't wait on Congress to do anything because he's a dictator. And if you don't see that, you got a problem. You have a problem. And as far as immigration is concerned, if you really want to study the history of the federal government and dealing with these issues, go back and look and find out what Congresses we've had since Ronald Reagan. We've had 12 Congresses, and the worst ones were the ones that the Republicans had. They passed almost no legislation. If you wanted to deal with immigration, we could have done immigration reform a long time ago, both parties. I'm not giving the Democrats a blast either, because keep in mind what I told you. At one time, the South was all Democrat. But the Republicans saw the wisdom of using black folk to break up that Democratic monopoly at the close of the American Civil War. That's what the 14th Amendment was all about. It wasn't just about citizenship. It was designed to destroy and break up the Republican Party. So as far as I'm concerned, sir, both parties are guilty. Black people were victims and lynched by Democrats in the South called Dixiecrats. Yes, they were. I tell that story all the time, too, because it's a story that needs to be told. But the Democratic Party in the 1960s, under John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson, a former Dixiecrat, they made the decision to switch and to be more inclusive. And the Republican Party, led by Richard Nixon, picked up by Barry Goldwater in 64, and then in 68, Nixon comes along, and guess what happens? George Wallace, a typical Democratic segregationist, decided that he was going to run against both of them, both parties, and he scared the bejesus out of everybody and brought 13 million people to the polls, and they ended up costing Hubert Humphrey the election in 1968. And then in 72, he said, I'm going to even do better than that. He came back in 72, and what happened? In Maryland, when he was out campaigning, he got shot, and it knocked him off his rocker. And guess who scooped up all of those dissatisfied Southern angry whites and some whites from all over the country? Because what scared everybody about George Wallace was that George Wallace was attracting people not just from the rural areas of the South. He was going up north in Chicago, New Jersey, and California, and he was picking up votes. People were showing up at his rallies, and they were sounding some of the same logic and anger that this guy, Donald Trump, is espousing right now. If you listen to George Wallace's speeches, Donald Trump mirrors him, and the crowd respond. So let's be clear on all of this. And as far as the issue of racism, let me give you a definition of what racism is. Racism is the belief in the practice that one race of people are inherently superior to another. It exists in three dimensions. One, from the individual's point of view. Two, from the society that they live in, the churches, the supporting groups in the community. And then it's institutional, where you pass laws and policies to deal with it. That's what racism is. Racism is about power, nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. It's about power. And that definition says that when you believe that you are superior, that you have an inherent right because of the color of your skin, and that you have a right to dominate everybody else, and that you don't feel good until those people are down and you're up. That's what racism is, and being able to implement it.
So
that's why I said it's a belief and it's a practice.
So
have to believe it and you have to practice.
So, Professor Harvey, hang on 1 second. CJ, I'll give you a chance to say a couple more words, and then we're going to move on. You want to respond to anything Professor Harvey had to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe we should be taught all our history, including our flaws. But if it wasn't for the Republicans in 1964, the Civil Rights Act never would have passed. But again, no, he didn't answer the question about reparations. He wants them. He believes in them.
So let me say this. So if somebody believes in reparations, what are you trying to say? Does that make them a criminal? If someone believes in reparations, does that make them public enemy number one?
You want to hear my answer? It makes you dishonest when you can't say yes or no. And that's what you can't do. That's what he can't do. And that's what it's all about, is to make people who had nothing to do with it pay for it. That's why black men are leaving and going to the Republican Party left and right.
Hey, CJ.
Because they're for the people.
Hey, Professor Harvey. And that's enough of CJ. He believes black men. He believes black men are leaving left and right and running to the Republican Party.
Well, he's wrong on that. Again, he's not listening. He's not learning. When you don't listen, you don't learn. You just continue to spout out canned stuff that's been handed to you. I know the individual because I've dealt with that type of student before who just run off on emotions and not thinking about what he's. And you're right. The Republicans don't equate the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln
with the Republican Party of today.
Charles Sumner, don't equate them with the Republican Party of today. They're two totally different animals. And the Republican Party of 1961, you're right. That party had Senator Brooks in 1966 from Massachusetts. You know, a senator from Massachusetts, black, the Republican. So don't equate the Republicans of back then. But the Republicans are today because they are totally different animals. Totally different animals. And if you don't know that, then you've got a problem. And I told you from the very beginning, but you weren't listening. I don't believe in reparations. And I've been in some arguments with black folk, too. No, I don't believe in them because I've taught students in a classroom, African-American history, where black students didn't believe in their black history. They didn't want to know it and still don't. So my thing is that, no, if you don't know the history, then you shouldn't even ask for it. Oh, by the way, Japanese Americans got reparations. Native American groups, some of them, if they could prove in the court, they got reparations. We gave some reparations to Jewish Americans, so that was done. So if my thing is, why not?
Hey, Professor Harvey, hang on. Professor Harvey, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Professor Bob Harvey, there's only one. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 80. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 57 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 80, mainly sunny skies and calm, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Professor Bob Harvey's on the line. You know, Professor Harvey, when you listen to a guy like CJ, and I left him on for a longer period of time than I normally do, he represents a segment of the population in this nation that is just hateful.
Well, Earl, you know, I remember several times I tried to get on Rush Limbaugh's show when he had his role going, and they don't even let you on.
I know, they won't let you on.
They block you off, but see, at least they get a chance to talk, and I can really appreciate you all for doing that. They let him have his point of view, but see, first of all, he already got his mind programmed to respond, and that's what makes them so dangerous. I mean, when you're fanatical like that, and I've dealt with people like that all my life, you know, who think, who have been given a set of information, they can't think beyond reasoning. There's no reasoning to them.
Right.
And the key to living in a democracy is that you have to tolerate, you know, differences. And a principle called teaching lesson, when I always taught the Constitution, was the First Amendment. It dealt with the five key core principles. You know, and one of the most important was the right to peaceable assembly. You know why they had that peaceable assembly? It's because the minority has a right to be heard. Whoever they are, they're supposed to be heard so you can work things out and try to come up with a compromise. And in a democracy, a democratic republic like we have, compromise is crucial. You have to be able to compromise.
Right.
You talked about the 1964 Civil Rights Bill never passing. Yeah, Republican votes because they were reasonable. They were reasonable men, but you can't find none of them in the Republican Party now. It's a whole different party. It's the party of Donald Trump. The Fuhrer it now runs that party. There is no more Republican Party than we used to know of. In fact, it's not even the party of Ronald Reagan. It is no longer the party of Ronald Reagan or the Bushes.
Right.
This is the party of Donald Trump. It is a one-man, one-way party, and they want to make America great again at the expense of all logic and all reasoning. They don't seem to understand that what freedoms, little freedoms they have, they've already lost. How can you sit there and compare a man who's been in office less than 3 years to a man who was in there for four and wrecked the economy, wrecked NATO, completely destroyed our social fabric? Obama and them left him a blueprint for what pandemics were all about. And he had that on the desk waiting for this guy when he got there. He threw it in the trash because it was Obama's, and they didn't have any plans whatsoever when the pandemic hit. You know, they had to go start from scratch. And then his Operation Warp Speed held Pfizer and the rest of them companies and Johnson & Johnson. They were already coming up with a vaccine. They were already doing it. Operation Warp Speed, like he caused something to happen. And the thing is that when he did get it, then it turned into Operation Turtle because he undermined it, everything that they were supposed to have been doing with this warp speed, so to speak. And he wants to try to take credit for it. And then the idiot goes out there and gives the whole West Wing COVID in the White House. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. And I heard two of the candidates the other day, Mike Pence and one other, talking about they're going to rebuild the military. Earl, this country has been fighting wars for almost 40 years. In fact, since the end of World War II, we really never stopped fighting because even when we weren't directly involved, like with Israel, with the six wars that they had in the Middle East, then we had, you know, Korea, we had Vietnam, you know, and then we got involved in
Afghanistan and Iraq.
In Afghanistan and in Iraq. So we've been in continuous conflict, Earl, for over 50 years. And when you do that with the largest Navy in the world, guess what? Those multi-million-dollar military, those naval platforms are going to wear out. And when you build military hardware today, it takes about 10 to 15 years of planning and development to build them. We're getting ready right now to build $7 trillion aircraft carriers of the Gerald Ford class. They're replacing the Nimitz class carriers. There were 10 of them because we have to keep the oceans open. Now, to keep up with those fast, high-flying carriers, they're going to need ships to protect them. Well, they've worn out the Aegis class, Ticonderoga class cruisers. They're 30 years old. Those ships only had a life of about 25 years. Now they got to rebuild them, and there's nothing on the scene right now. Because right now, all they can look for, they're going to spend all their money on building this new F-35 fighter that took them almost 15 years to develop, and they're still working out the kinks. They just deployed the F-22 Raptor, which is a stealth fighter. So you got all of this money you're spending out here on these expensive weapon systems. And oh, by the way, except for the Marine Corps, all of the other branches are at least 10,000 or more short of recruits this year. They didn't meet their quotas last year. Nobody's joining up. So, I mean, you're talking about rebuilding the military. What? Because of Joe Biden. He's only been in office 2.5 years.
Hey, Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on?
Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on Biden?
Professor Harvey.
Who you going to blame it on Hunter?
Professor Harvey, hang on a second. I know he got you worked up because, you know, He that's what he does. But he represents a whole lot of people who think just like him. Got to go to a break. Jack from Merrimack. Tom, we'll come to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Professor Bob Harvey, we'll be right back.
WAUK has a new lineup at 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A nationwide heat wave has people in Phoenix facing a 19th day of temperatures 110 or above. Hope McNally has no AC.
It's miserable. It is miserable in here. I mean, I can't stand too much more of it. I'm afraid I'm going to have a heat stroke or something.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is still wafting into the Midwest and Northeast. CBS News confirms an American soldier has been taken into custody in North Korea. CBS's Haley Ott spoke to an eyewitness.
This person said that they had just finished seeing one of the buildings in the DMZ when a gentleman nearby laughed really loudly and then ran off onto the North Korean side of the DMZ. Of the border.
A judge in Iowa has temporarily blocked a new ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. KCCI-TV's Bo Bowman with the governor's response.
I will fight this all the way to the Iowa Supreme Court, where we expect a decision that will finally provide justice for the unborn.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know. The Connecting Milwaukee proposal aimed at doubling the population in downtown by 2040 has received approval from the Plan Commission. The multi-million dollar plan involves significant changes to the downtown area, including wider sidewalks, redesigned streets, and the expansion of the Hop. A public hearing on the proposal is scheduled for July 25th. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he wants to do more to help the people in his city and maybe across the state.
Being a political realist, again, going back to that theme, is that there's only so much that you can do from here.
Mayor Johnson spoke before the Milwaukee Press Club last week and touched on his intentions to one day seek higher office and mentioned the governor's office in his comments. For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
This summer.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. You're a lot more patient with guys like CJ than I would be. That's all I want to say about that. But when he starts to claim that Biden is dictating stuff from the White House. As I think you pointed out, Trump made hundreds of proclamations from the White House as well. And most presidents do that. But Trump's got an agenda if he ever gets back into office again. And this is from an article on Yahoo News. He wants to do the following. He wants to put the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Trade Commission under direct presidential control. So you can imagine, you know, basically, let's control the airwaves and let's control consumer protection or lack thereof. He wants to be able to impound funds, which hasn't been done, I think, since Nixon, already approved by Congress, to be able to withhold money for any program he doesn't like. He wants to remove protections for civil service workers so he can fire anybody he doesn't like. Ditto intelligence personnel, same way State Department personnel. You don't think he'll turn this government into a dictatorship? if we look at DeSantis possibly becoming president, all you have to do is look at what he's done in Florida, re-education, determining what can and can't be taught in classes, and even what classes can be taught, firing elected officials, and even determining what clothes people can wear. I mean, this is, these guys, we don't want any of these guys in this country if we want to keep a democracy.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Professor Harvey, you want to respond to Jack?
No, he's absolutely right. I mean, I agree with most of the stuff he's saying. In fact, almost all of it. I understand where he's going with this. And the thing that you have to understand is that I have flashbacks. You know, the kind of battles I used to do. That's why I'm glad I'm retired right now, because that's just something that, you know, you sit here and you think about and see all this stuff going on. And once somebody, starts bringing this stuff up and just blindly running off stuff and not even thinking, then it lets you know that the world is, and our country, instead of being smarter, is getting dumber. I mean, it's going to be blunt with it and say it up front. We're not thinking. It's common sense. There's nothing complicated about this. It's common sense, and we all are under stress. All of us are. You know, Aaron, when you called me last night and we talked for a while, I was just jotting down some stuff. And there are basically five things that I look at to see where we are actually.
So Professor Harvey, I want you to hold on. We want to get these phone callers. Got a lot of people on the phone lines want to talk to you. Let's go to David from California. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what, sir?
Hey, morning, Earl. It's funny. Previous caller, I think, was he talking about big government? Big government is bad, you know, giving these proclamations and outrageous conclusions. By the way, it sounds like he was mentioning in the Yahoo News, if you do a Google search of pockets of independence, I think that comes from a phrase that Trump's cadres were doing where they wanted to crush the opposition. And they're basically using tax dollars to crush their opposition. And it's obviously corrupt. But I was kind of more interested in that earlier caller. Didn't catch his name. Was that the CJ guy?
Yeah. Quickly.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't he basically saying that charity is a crime? That being a good person, that being helpful to society is a crime. There's no way in the world somebody could claim to be a lover of Jesus and even pretend that charity should be seen as a crime.
So David, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dan from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Dan. You say what, sir?
Good morning to both you gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Two comments real quick. CJ, you are the Archie Bunker of the 21st century because you are not using common sense and logic. That's my only comment there. And number two, for everybody that loves Donald Trump, all those secret documents he's got laying around all over Mar-a-Lago. Think about every other person that has to serve overseas for the next generation, whether it be somebody in the military, at one of our embassies, or a president of the United States who's got to negotiate with a terrorist group or, gee, one of our own allies that he spilled the beans on. Think about that. That's a terrible, terrible, dangerous thing that he has put us in, just him alone. Let him get back in office. Do you think somebody is going to share anything with us? You got to be crazy. That's it. Thanks,
hey, hey, Dan, thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A. Tom.
Yeah, Earl, first off, if I had a dollar for every time CJ said this president, I'd be a rich man. So I just wanted to say that. Professor Bob Harvey, I just wanted to ask you, have you heard or have you seen the movie on Netflix? It's called El Dorado. And it talks about everything the Nazis hated. And it's called El Dorado. I really recommend, if you haven't gotten a chance, just to watch. It's an hour and 30 minutes. And for the rest of the listening often, rest of the listening audience, also Dope Sick. Dope Sick is a very, very great thing on Hulu. But get a chance. El Dorado, everything the Nazis hate.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. So Professor Harvey, you can respond to any of those things, but you talked about these 5 points that I really want you to get across.
Most of those things I agree with the callers. I mean, they're very astute, and I'm hoping that we got more like it because we're going to need them come election time. But, Earl, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint that one of the reasons why we have so much frustration, because you have to try to explain the way the CJs and others, why they feel the way they do it. Some of it is legitimate. Earl, we are losing the pathway for the American middle class. We all feel it. It's leaving us. And that's the one dream that all of us had, whether you were from the rural South or from some rural area in the North or some isolated city. We all, the American middle class is under siege right now. There's no doubt about that. The second thing is that we've lost the family wages. I mean, they are now increasing the wages, but there was a time when the father could get a job to pay them $20 or so an hour, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago, and that was enough to sustain his family or four. That's gone. And then, of course, after World War II and women went, start having two incomes, then the American middle class just shot up.
I know, but Professor Harvey, who do we blame that on? Who do we blame that on?
Well, the one group to blame is number three. Corporate America decided they want to take their business overseas. And rather than to pay an American worker $20 to $25 an hour and give them benefits, we went overseas, hired three people to do the same work, and didn't pay them any benefits because they already had group health insurance or whatever, so we didn't have to worry about it.
But, Professor Harvey, we know both Democrats and Republicans did that.
That's not a skill. I'm not talking about parties now. That's not giving any of them an excuse. And then the fourth thing is, of course, the destruction of public schools. The greatest provider of our future workforce has been the public schools. Private schools, yeah, they're fine. They turn out some elite students in many cases. But we have turned our back on public education. And it is working its way all the way up to the colleges now. But public schools, that was the, you go out there, you get your degree, your diploma, and then you go from there. You can either go off to college, you can go to the military, or you can go, and find a job paying you $20 an hour. But see, the jobs are gone, the good family-sustaining jobs, so you have to go live with your parents. So there's frustration there. And the kids coming back from the service, you know why that suicide rate is so high? Because they don't have a job. They can't find it. And then they overseas watching a bunch of knuckleheads storm the Capitol, and they're over there trying to defend it. And the whole world is watching. So that's number four, the destruction of public schools. Then, of course, there's the desire to return back to Jim Crow. There's a large part of our population, at least a third of it, that wants to go back to some form of apartheid or white nationalism. They want to go back to that because they think that's going to make us great again.
So,
and so Those are your five that I see that's frustrating a lot of us. And this whole thing about
But Professor Harvey, how do you overcome those things when they are so ingratiated in our nation now?
Because
they're all political.
Listen to the callers. The callers there, the many of your callers, Dan and the rest of them, there's a sense of hope out there. And see, my hope is this, that there was a silent group, but we need to get louder. Remember this, people. Everybody wants to talk about the 74.2 million. Remember, 81.5 million voted for the other guy. 81.5. And we got to do that again, because I guarantee you, Donald Trump is going to maybe lose a couple of million. He may get 70 million, but we got to turn out and go with 84 million the next time. We've got to put this thing to rest. I think that if we get out there and the American people show their resolve, and white women, along with all the other women, show their anger because of these crazy abortion things and Roe versus Wade and the whole bit, if they get out there and beat the drum, and really get out there and show the mettle of women in this country. It's time for the women to step up, because unfortunately, you know, white men who paid the greatest sacrifice for this country, I mean, studying military history, there have been white men that have died all over the world defending democracy. And it's a shame that they're letting that go to waste, because they're going down a path to voting for, because the majority of white men vote Republican. And the majority, there's nothing wrong with being a voting Republican, but when you vote for somebody like Donald Trump, you're sealing the fate of this nation. And all of those men who died, who bodies are buried all overseas, and their remains of some point you can't even find all over the world, defending democracy, and then we're throwing it away because some asinine dictator comes and promises you to make America great.
You know, Professor Harvey, repeat what you said about all these white men who really sacrificed their lives, because people don't talk about it that much.
Yes, and that's one thing that military history has taught me when I study what Americans have done in war to make the world better, not just for us, but for the world. And that most of that sacrifice has been made by white men. And those white men came from white mothers and white fathers who had to bring them into the world to defend this country. And now we're about to throw it away for some pie-in-the-sky dreamer, for my guy who never served a day, who, you know, lied and said anybody that served in the military, you know, is a loser. Called John McCain a war hero.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was captured, so he's not a hero to me. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know, and so if there's anything besides white women, and then there are a lot of white men that are out there, because if there's 55% of white men who voted for Donald Trump, that means that 45% voted for Biden. And I hope that there's a change. And there's one other sense of hope that I look for.
Professor Harvey, hang on. Hold the thought. Eric, I see you, man. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 80. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 57. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 83. Chance for scattered storms Thursday with highs in the low 80s. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Professor Harvey is still here, and man, I love having Professor Harvey on the air. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Hey, Eric.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Ingram. Hello,
yes, sir.
Professor Harvey, how are you doing?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to say I was just in I believe Mr. Professor Harvey's in Charlotte these days, but I was just in Durham driving down the Durham Freeway this past weekend and wondering when you're going to be on Earl's show again. So it's kind of funny to hear you today.
You conjured it up.
But okay. I'd like to ask if, you know, those folks that argue against reparations, I mean, how many of them would also be opposed to the Americans of Japanese descent who received reparations for being imprisoned during World War II? You know, if you were to ask them, do they think that was wrong, that they, you know, reimbursed or provided reparations for the Japanese Americans? And I can't imagine they would argue that they are opposed to it. But this idea of paying black people terrifies them, I think, in the end.
Well, look, reparations aren't going to happen. So, you know, to me, to even be having the conversation is realistically, it's not going to happen. But go ahead.
Yeah. I believe, in my own thought process, I believe it would have to be something that would be, you know, laid out in some sort of a program, et cetera, not paychecks, because there's just too many white people that would fight it till they die. I would have to say that, you know, and Professor Harvey touched on this, you know, approximately 55% of all white Americans, which is still for the time being the largest by far voting bloc in this country every time, vote for the conservative, the Republican, and the increasingly fascist party. 55% every election everywhere. So that group, and that's why I believe that group is like essentially done at that point, because again, they're wrapped up in that fear. And aside from the few you can pull off through teaching, that if they're willing to learn, it's important to find. I would go back to Stacey Abrams, what she did in Georgia. She found a bunch of people that agreed with the beliefs but just weren't involved. And that's kind of what I believe that this state, country, et cetera, needs to do, is engage in a program to find new people that agree with the policies and grow that way, as opposed
so clearly
trying to convince the righty to change.
Well, I wish I had more time, Eric, but thank you very much for the call. Clearly, Professor Harvey, the youth is where, you know, you got to look, right?
That's where it's appropriate that we're coming to that point here, because that's where I was going and going to finish up. That's the main thing. If I look around, I was at a cousin of mine passed away last week. Attended his funeral, and I looked up and saw his son.
even though his mother, my first cousin, and her husband lived in New York, his last days he spent down here in Burlington, North Carolina. So as I was sitting there at the funeral, I looked over and I saw, when I walked into the chapel, I mean, I counted at least 10 white people sitting there. And I looked up and his wife is white. And so my thing is, there's a new day now. And even though the Supreme Court made that ruling, Earl, you know, about race being an issue with accepting kids into school, the simple fact is that these kids have now tasted each other, and they're never going back.
Yes.
On both sides of my family, on my wife's side and on my side, there are at least 8 or 9 couples where they married people from other races. These kids don't see it the same way. So that's the future. That's what we're hoping for. And if we can just hold it together and keep shows like yours going and giving people an avenue and a sense of hope, if we just keep going and we encourage people to get up off their lazy behind and stop worrying about Biden's age, saying he's too old, well, Donald Trump is too. He's 77. You know, and his age-wise is older than Biden's. He's a 77, but it looks like he's 97. You know, so don't, you know, Biden at least has all his sense about him and has experience in politics. He's getting things done. So my thing is, we need to get our butts out there and vote Biden back in. And it's not so much because I agree with everything Biden has done, because I don't. But I will say this much. If I had a choice between letting the Fuhrer get in, we've already gone through one Fuhrer in that office. We don't need another one, because that's what Donald Trump is. And we don't need that. Give me somebody. If I had a George Bush as opposed to either one of the Bushes as opposed to Joe Biden, I could see myself leaning in a way of voting for one of them. But the Republican Party of the Bushes and Ronald Reagan is no longer the Republican Party. This party now has been taken over by one individual, and the American people need to see that.
You know,
they need to understand that.
You know, Professor Harvey, man, if the people can't see Donald Trump for who he is, you referred to him as a Fuhrer, and clearly here's a man who has no plans on governing at all.
No, dictating.
Yes.
He dictates. He dictates. And that's what he does.
And he wants to set the record straight, and he's got enemies, and he wants to deal with those enemies. Who in their right mind would vote for a lunatic like that?
What they did, 74 million.
I know, I'm talking about even now. And even now. And even now.
That's what scared me. But, Earl, I'll tell you something. If you take a look, they don't show him as much now. He's not even on Fox. But if you take a look, his crowds are not as robust as enthusiastic as they were before. Watch him. Go listen to his groups. Listen to them. They don't yell and scream, and they certainly don't open their mouth and holler, "Lock her up." Because the person close to being locked up is him. See, Hillary Clinton has been vetted inside and out by the FBI, by congressional hearings. In December of 2015, I remember sitting there. That poor lady sat there. They drug her through a hearing for almost 10 hours, dragging over there about Beirut, you know, and about Benghazi, and about the server, her file server. You know, all of that dragging her through, and didn't find a thing, nothing. Nothing. They found nothing. But their main job, as McCarthy said, was to just rough her up and make her unpopular, you know, and unfavorable for the election. And she lost that election by losing 3 states,
so,
Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
So, Professor Harvey, we got to leave it at that. Man, it won't be so long the next time, I promise you. Thank you very much. Tell the family I said hello, and we'll talk soon.
Same here.
All right, got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.